here are the latest developments. The system that was once Hurricane Florence and which has killed at least 10 people in North Carolina and 6 in South Carolina has been downgraded to a tropical depression with maximum sustained winds of 35 miles an hour. The center of the depression is over central South Carolina and moving west. Charlotte, North Carolina's largest city, is expected to see significant rainfall, and a flash flood watch is in effect through Monday. More evacuations were ordered across inland parts of North Carolina, even as some evacuation orders were lifted across South Carolina, including areas along the coast, and residents began to make their way home to assess damage. About 15,000 people were in shelters across North Carolina by Sunday afternoon, while the number had fallen to about 1,200 in South Carolina. North Carolina's rainfall record from a tropical system already has been broken, with more than 30 inches of rain falling on Swansboro, North Carolina, which surpassed the previous record set during Hurricane Floyd in 1999. But Mr. Cooper and Florence's strongest bands of rain were still pouring. Mr. Cooper said Florence's strongest bands of rain were still pouring 2 or 3 inches an hour into some areas. Pastors and parishioners from across the Carolinas prayed and participated in relief efforts on Sunday as the heavens opened for the fifth straight day. Although more than 1 million utility customers were reported to be without power in the region on Saturday, according to the Department of Energy, officials said that there had been some successes in restoring service on Sunday. "We will continue to see heavy rainfalls in both states," Jeff Baird, Associate Administrator for Response and Recovery at the Federal Emergency Management Agency, said of North and South Carolina. "We want citizens to follow state and local warnings. There is a tremendous amount of flooding." The authorities at all levels of government set into motion a vast response plan that included thousands of National Guard soldiers and scores of aircraft. The Army Corps of Engineers was monitoring federal dams, helping with rescues, and deploying pumps and portable barriers. Specialized search and rescue teams from places as far as Nevada and New York were deployed throughout the region. Yet the potential crisis points were widespread on Sunday, and emergency workers could only try to keep up in places like Fayetteville, one of North Carolina's largest cities, where torrential rains fell on Sunday.